Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk about plans. You know, if you're a long-term listener, I'm a big planner. And at the time of recording this, it's the Easter holiday season in here, Melbourne, Australia. In 2022, so today is Good Friday, and so we're going into 4 days of holiday. And I made the decision, probably about 8 weeks ago, that I would plan to take all of Easter off, no client-facing time. I would record my podcast each day, but I wouldn't do any other work, and I'd just have a break and spend it with my kids. I shared the kids with my ex-wife, so I would have them for a couple of days, she would have them for a couple of days, and I just have some, take some time out, because it's been a very, very, last 2 years have been very intense with COVID, but also the last over probably 14, 15 months now, just everything that my daughter's been going through, being in and out of hospital every couple of days. Look, it's just draining, and even over this holiday period, she would need to go back into hospital maybe once or even twice over that period of time, just depending on timing and how her health is, etc., etc. So it's, it's really a really trying time. And anyway, so I'd plan to take that time off. But I guess the inspiration of today's podcast is that plans don't always go to plan, do they? And so last night, I discovered that, my eldest daughter discovered that she has COVID. And so just by under the definition of close contacts and so forth, her younger sister wasn't actually a close contact, neither has her mum, because her mum lives in her own house. So I've had to split up the kids, and I'm staying with, I am a close contact of my eldest daughter. She's staying in the house with me, and my youngest one is with her mum in her house. And so our plans, which we were going to go away for, we were trying to get away for a night, but in the area where I was wanting to go, all the accommodation is completely booked out. So we were just going to make it a day trip. And so now we can't do that, obviously, because that was going to be today. That couldn't happen. And we've got to isolate Emily and I for the next 7 days. Well, it's six more days, unfortunately. So not an ideal way to kick off the Easter plans and the holiday plans and the relaxation plans. But when one plan falls away, I quickly created another plan. And so I live in quite a big house here, so it means that it is a bit easier for us to stay separate from each other. So right now I'm upstairs, she's downstairs. It's night time on a Friday night. She's having a lot of fun in my office with her, playing games with her friends online. So she's having a nice time there. She feels pretty good, so she hasn't come down too badly with it. She has lost her smell and taste and everything, and she is, she has been a little bit tired. She's had some headaches and stuff, but apart from that, it's just a bit of cold and cold symptoms. I'm fine. I've tested negative. I've tested the last 3 days and it's been negative. And so we've now just got to make sure we stay separate. And what I've decided to do is, even though I was going to do no work because I'm isolating, I think, well, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything, like go anywhere with the kids. I can't do anything specifically in the same room with my daughter. So I figure, well, I'll work and I'll just have to do something another time. And when one plan falls away, quickly put in place another plan and implement that one as quickly as possible. It's very easy to sit around and feel sorry for yourself and think, oh, but the last 2 years have been so hard. Surely you deserve 4 days off. Well, yeah. And most people would probably say, well, yeah, we'll just sit around and watching TV and so forth. But that's not me. I can't just sit around and do nothing. So I'm being quite active. Thankfully, I have my own studio attached to my house when I train my clients. So I could do my workouts still. Enjoyed a very nice sleep in this morning. So I'll get to have a sleep in again tomorrow, and I'll get up and do my workout and do some work, because my daughter, I mean, she's one of the things with COVID is you also get really, really tired. So she's sleeping in till, well, she does stay up a little bit late, but she sleeps in till, like early afternoon. I just get a few things done around the house and do some work. And so, yes, my plans have changed, and I'll make sure I get a bit of relaxing in there too. I might have a sauna tomorrow. We're in for some really nice weather. Here, I think it's even going to get up to 30. You can hear the kids around the neighborhood having lots of fun. There's a few parties and that going on. I'm like, wow, this is the harsh reality of COVID and having to isolate. I think that she ultimately got COVID from maybe her best friend, who is now out of isolation. But yeah, it probably took Emily a few days before she actually registered as having it. So I'm hoping that I don't get it. I don't want it, and it means that I can just get back on with my normal life in serving clients and doing the things that I want to do. So I feel fine. And I've tested negative, so that's the main thing. So the message today is that if you make a plan and crap happens, then come up with another plan and implement it as quickly as possible. That's my message for today. So if you want to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation. I'd love to connect with you, and right now over Zoom, rather than in person. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, though. I mean, this is why I love the technology, connecting with people wherever there's an internet connection. So if you want to do that, I'd love to connect and see how we can help make your 2022 your best year yet. So stay safe, stay healthy, stay COVID-free, and keep sanitizing. See you tomorrow.